Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. We've talked in the past about the relationship between our physical self and our mental, emotional self. We've talked how the mind-body is basically the same thing. Mm-hmm. As you are healthy in one, you're going to be healthier in the other. Right. And if you're unhealthy in one, you're going to be relatively unhealthy in the other. Right. One. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about an article from Psychology Today entitled How Stress Makes You Sick, mm-hmm. Catch the Early Signs That You're Getting Overwhelmed. And it's a very interesting article, very short, but it's an interesting article that brings up this specific point of, you know, when you're starting to get overwhelmed and you're experiencing a lot of stress, there are some physical signs mm-hmm. to suggest that you need to, you know, do something to start feeling better.
James, you know, we mentioned in yesterday's podcast that we've had this over 2,000 years, mm-hmm. We've been debating about the mind-body dichotomy. Okay, it's a favorite subject of brain physiologists, neuropsychologists, you know.
Philosophers.
And it's an interesting philosophical discussion, especially mm-hmm. when you're sitting around, you know, after dinner, having a bottle of wine with friends, and you begin talking about mm-hmm. it. I think college students like to debate these things, you know, late-night debates about what's mind, what's body. Over the years, we've been learning that there's the shorter and shorter distance between the mind and mm-hmm. the body. In fact, now there's a lot of talk about finding the God gene,
right?
With all those books about mm-hmm. the God gene. And where does religion reside in the mm-hmm. brain, or where mm-hmm. does love reside in the brain? Is love just some biological mm-hmm. phenomenon, right? Or is there something, sort of epiphenomenon above the biology right. of the brain that explains these things? And to us, because we're street-level mm-hmm. workers, right. operators, it's all moot, because we know now that in order to be emotionally or mentally healthy, you mm-hmm. have to be physically healthy. The
right.
two of them cannot be separated.
Right.
We've all heard about the gut-brain connection. Mm-hmm. But these are whole body problems.
Right.
It's not just, I'm not sure anymore that there's anything that is just a mental illness.
Right.
You know, we talk about mental illness and physical illness,
right.
like there's some separation. Insurance companies certainly separate mm-hmm. mental from physical illness.
Right.
They pay for one and not the other. But I'm not sure that there's any distinction anymore.
Right. You know? Yeah, I mean, and if you look at, if you watch television and you see ads for different medications and things like that,
right.
you know, medications like Cymbalta was created right. to deal with the physical pains associated with depression.
Right.
It's used by pain management doctors, and
right.
it's used by mm-hmm. psychiatrists for depression.
Right.
If you've ever experienced any kind of pain,
right.
you know, because you've twisted your knee or ankle, or you have mm-hmm. a hurt back or something, you know that when there's a flare up, when you're right. under pain, mm-hmm. when you're experiencing pain, it's difficult to concentrate and focus. It's difficult to be in a good mood. It's difficult to feel happy. And so you can't have one without the other.
No. You can't. I mean, you just can't.
If you can try. And people talk about, I'll fake it, you know.
And what this
it can last
is
for a little bit.
And what we're going to talk about today, and I think later in this week, is that even low-level stress mm-hmm. or low-level physical illness,
mm-hmm.
physical pain,
ailments.
I'm having anomia today.
Yeah.
I have a serious case of anomia.
I noticed that.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You got to help me out.
I'm trying.
You could, you know, fill in the blanks.
I'm trying. I'll do my best.
It's like...
It's a choose your own adventure story.
Yeah, it is. You choose mm-hmm. the ending.
Yeah.
Okay? I feel like we're short today. You know, mm-hmm. I'll give the question, you give the answer.
It's going to be a Mad Lib.
You might win something on this program. But... you have to be physically healthy, and even low levels of stress, low levels of discontent can create physical problems.
Right.
The physical problems then affect how you feel mentally.
Right.
And you're right. If you've ever had pain, I don't care if it's just a toothache. You don't feel like going anywhere when you have a toothache.
Right.
Okay. But for people who are struggling with pain, and pain can come from a number of sources, including inflammation, and we have to be careful about it.
Absolutely. So in this article, the author just kind of looks at a few specific ailments, and some that are surprisingly included in the list, like acne.
Well, but it's inflammatory. It's an inflammation.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely.
You know?
But the author mentions acne and headaches and chronic pain, and lists, you know, that with getting a common cold, for example,
right?
It mentions here that there were 27, a review of 27 studies suggests that when you're under stress, you're more likely to get a cold.
I've always said it's very common that after somebody gets married, they get sick. People always talk about, oh yeah, we were on a honeymoon, I got sick on the honeymoon, or I got sick as soon as we got back. And I'm sure the reason is stress.
Right.
Getting married is a very stressful event, especially if you plan a big wedding. It's not only a life change where you try to take somebody else into your life, but it's also the strain of putting on this event. And people fight and they have arguments and they're spending thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. Highly stressful event, and you collapse afterwards.
Right.
But it's the stress that causes it.
Yeah. So,
you get physically ill.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, the best thing I heard was, people would say, well, parents would say, well, don't go out and get your hair wet because you'll get a cold. Or don't get wet. And I thought, wait a minute. That means every soldier who has to sit in a foxhole in the rain is going to get a cold.
Right.
And they don't. Okay.
Right.
So it's not the weather. It's not the damp or the wet or cold. It's something else is causing it. And I think the something else is, under stressful conditions, your body just says, enough is enough.
Right. So again, the article mentions some of these different health-related elements and kind of lists and provides links to research that shows the relationship between these ailments and mental health stress.
That's what I liked about this article, is that with each one, that she presents the relevant research.
Right. Yeah. So when it comes to acne, for example, there was some research that suggests that college students experience much more acne around midterm and final exams, and that the effects of this stress related to the exams is diminished, and the risk for acne decreases with adequate sleep and stress management.
One of the treatments for acne is antibiotics.
Right. Yeah.
Why? What is the antibiotic doing?
Right. Headaches are another one. Yeah. Chronic pain. The last couple that are mentioned are changes in appetite and digestive problems, which we've talked about on the podcast before, strongly related to anxiety and stress and feeling overwhelmed and some of those kinds of difficulties. So, you know, we saw this article. We thought we would just talk about it briefly because just as a... It ties in with so many of the other things we're talking about this week, that, you know, when you're stressed, when you're overwhelmed, when your mental health is strained, you know, you're putting yourself at risk for physical health related problems. And so we have to sort of look for those cues, look for those clues that something is going wrong, and then deal with those core four to cope with some of these problems.
Right, because we always talk about stress eating. You know, I'm stressed, so I eat these kinds of food. Okay, so your mental well-being is directly related to your physical.
Absolutely.
You're going to eat differently. You're going to eat more or less. Or you're going to eat calorie-dense foods like donuts and pastries, because that's what's satisfying when you're in these moods. And so, and conversely, if you're feeling fine, but you're eating those foods and you get overweight, then you're not going to feel good about yourself, and you're going to have emotional difficulties.
Absolutely.
You know, so that there's a reciprocal relationship, and we cannot forget that. You know, we always say the body knows.
Right.
You know, so you can't trick it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'd like to. We used to think that if you toasted bread, you reduced the calories in it. People would say, if you toast it, you get rid of some of the calories. And I thought,
I've never heard that.
When I was little, somebody said that to me. I thought, that doesn't sound right. I don't know how that works.
I've never heard that, but that's hilarious.
Isn't that great?
Wow.
You know, toast it. Okay, then I can have six slices instead of four.
I was going to say, if you cut it in half, you cut the calories in half.
There you go. That's what they said, toasting.
That's funny. Well,
so.
So you just can't, so you can know, folks, that doesn't work.
No, please.
All right. That's it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.
Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.